Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it was a couple of days ago that Attorney General Mark Herring penned an op-ed in the Daily Press advocating for the decriminalization of marijuana. To talk more about that, let's bring in Republican State Senator Tommy Norman, who represents New Kent, Gloucester, Suffolk, and Hampton, the Senate Majority Leader. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Gary, I am absolutely wonderful, and I hope you are comfortable this morning moving from sports to politics, but they're both are contact sports, so yeah. I'm happy to be here.
I always enjoy switching things up and sitting in a different chair. It's a lot of fun. Thanks thanks for that. So I know you have advocated in a way for parts of this. What was your thoughts on the Attorney General's op-ed?
Well, actually, I have two thoughts. Like most issues that come before the General Assembly, there is a policy issue, and then there's a political issue. The serious policy issue is pretty simple. The political issue is not so simple. Democratic Senator Evan Abin and I have been pushing for a number of years and advocating for the decriminalization on a bipartisan basis of marijuana. But the policy issue is, in 2019, should citizens of Virginia be incarcerated or have a permanent blight on their personal record for possession of a modest amount of marijuana used exclusively for their personal use? And Adam and myself say absolutely not. It's a ridiculous expense to taxpayers to incarcerate individuals like this. It's a blight on young people's future efforts for grad school or employment or even security clearances. And there are alternatives available that we've discussed in the General Assembly. There are civil efforts that are available to address it. You can mandate drug education. You can require community service. You can put individuals on probation with drug screening. So there's a lot of options that are available. The politics of it are a little dicier, and I don't mean to be disingenuous. The Attorney General is really a Johnny-come-late individual to this debate. He has never come out and discussed it or supported it as a senator when he served with us or as the Attorney General. And then when I look at the timing of it, it's got to be more than a coincidence that he timed this announcement to be released in the middle of the Democratic Party of Virginia's biggest annual fundraiser that they call the Blue Commonwealth Gala. And he was not invited to the dais and actually worked as a guest. And I just think it was a way of bringing some attention to himself. I would like to think it's a sudden epiphany that he's had, and that when we take it up in 2020, which I'm sure that myself and Senator Evan will do, that the AG will be right out in front of both the House and Senate Courts Committee advocating it. The other thing that is a little disingenuous, and that is that the Attorney General postured this as being a racial disparity issue. Now, Senator Evan and I have always presented it as a relief to all Virginians, regardless of ethnicity or anything else, that it is an issue that has crossed so many lines. But to come out and posture it as a racial disparity issue, I think is a little disingenuous, and I don't think it buys him any redemption from his blackface issue. So that's the politics of it, and that's the policy of it. The politics is a lot more complicated, I think, than the policy.
So the AG also talked about decriminalization on a path to eventual legalization. Will you go that far?
I have never come out and advocated legalization of it. The focus that I have had for a number of years is decriminalization. I don't believe that the Commonwealth of Virginia or its citizens are prepared to join Colorado and some of the other states in just totally legalizing it. There is an enormous difference between decriminalization, which keeps it off of individuals' records for a first-time offense only, and that's very different than the legalization of it. So I'm not prepared to go that far, and frankly, I'm a little surprised that the Attorney General, who is the Commonwealth of Virginia's chief law enforcement officer, is going that far.
We're talking to Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman. Tommy, on another topic, yesterday Speaker Kurt Cox told us he'd like to hold bipartisan hearings on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax as part of the upcoming special session. Is that something you'd support?
Well, I've tried to be fairly quiet on that issue, not because I don't have a persuasion, but it's not dissimilar than the discussions that took place about Governor Northam on a possible impeachment. And that is that the House of Delegates has the responsibility of undertaking these type of inquiries. And the Senate of Virginia actually sits as a jury. And so I have cautioned members of the Senate to keep their opinions to themselves on this, just in case something like that happened. What I do find very interesting is what I have read and heard this morning on the pushback from Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. During the session presiding over the Senate, I tried very hard to steer away from that issue and to allow the Lieutenant Governor to maintain the decorum as a presiding officer. But for him to push back as strongly as he did is a little surprising. I don't consider it just a political show. It is a very, very serious issue. And I am perplexed that if, in fact, as elected officials in the Commonwealth of Virginia, why any Democrat, any Republican, or any independent would object to having a bipartisan hearing made up of five Republicans and five Democrats to look into these accusations, and very serious accusations that are made against one of our top elected officials. I think that the lieutenant governor found himself in a very similar position to the governor and the attorney general on the recent Blue Commonwealth Gala, where they were not invited to participate. And how in the world can you have your three top elected officials, who are all Democrats, not invited to the major fundraiser of the year? And I think that it was just an opportunity for Lieutenant Governor Fairfax to perhaps express his continued indignation and to push back, hoping that the House of Delegates would not go in that direction. And I'm sure that he had some input with the leadership of the House of Delegates.
Okay. We appreciate your time this morning. Great stuff. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Have a great day, too.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican Tommy Norman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.